again, it's left to Judicial Watch to do the basic heavy lifting to find out about some of the worst corruption and concerning activity in American history. Breaking news, we have new documents out of the Biden White House showing a concerted effort, in my view, to cover up his dementia. I know American citizens had been concerned about Biden's cognitive challenges that were quite evident. It led to a coup against him. But it also helped protect him from prosecution because Special Counsel Robert Hur, who was investigating his mishandling, lies, and theft of classified information, found that his responses and his interviews with him, or interview, suggested he didn't know what he was saying or doing, that he had a failing memory and no one was going to convict him on it. Now, I wasn't terribly persuaded, but the Biden White House was very much concerned at the time, because he was still running for president, that despite the fact he got a get-out-of-jail-free card, it was because he was out of it. So there was this pushback on it. And so Judicial Watch, because this is what we do, we say, give us the receipts, give us the evidence. We understand there is a video of this interview. Give us the material. And now they released the transcript, and Judicial Watch had sued for all of this, right? And it was thanks to our lawsuit that we found that the transcript had been edited. They messed with the transcript. They took out material in the transcript that would have made Biden look bad in terms of being able to communicate effectively and efficiently. And when it came to the video, they said, we can't have it because Biden has a privacy interest in his voice, believe it or not, and that we can't get the records as a result. And the Biden administration obviously took that position, and then the Trump administration came in, and the court said, what are you going to do? You're going to give this video now? What's your view now? Have you changed your position? And they said, we need till May 20th. But in the meantime, we found, as I said, this transcript had been edited. They messed with it. They doctored it to help Joe. And we sued, and we've been trying to get the records. And the good news is we got some transparency out of the Trump administration. So things are beginning to move a little bit. So I can't complain as much as I might otherwise, given the nature of the records we got, which were somewhat extraordinary. We received emails and charts that revealed detailed revisions to the transcript of President Biden's interview with the special counsel. And this was in response to a lawsuit brought by Judicial Watch against the Justice Department for records of communications between the agency and the White House regarding the altered transcripts of Special Counsel Robert Hur's October 2023 interviews of President Biden in the criminal investigation into Biden's theft and disclosure of classified records. So I guess now that I recall, this reminds me, I think there were two interviews. And as I said, in a separate lawsuit, the court ordered the Justice Department under the new president, President Trump, whether it intends to continue denying Judicial Watch's request for the full audio of Biden's interviews with her. And like I said, we're waiting. At least the Justice Department said they need 3 months, which ends on May 20th. The documents are really quite incredible. First of all, it's the type of document you normally don't get released under FOIA. Typically, communications with the White House about a matter such as this would be withheld using all sorts of exemptions, both valid and invalid, typically. But we got these charts showing, I don't know if you can see them here. Maybe they can pull them up and go to a few pages down into the document, showing what the White House wanted changed. And the court reporter's responses to some of the changes. And sometimes the White House tried to get material changed, and it wasn't changed. According to the transcript reports, as I say in the press release, let me read the press release. So I'm getting like Joe Biden. I can't rely on my memory anymore. The new documents provided in this case include a chart, as I said, of suggested changes by Biden White House and his personal lawyers to the transcript. Also included are emails that detail Biden lawyer Bob Bowers requesting access to interview exhibits in a meeting with the special counsel to discuss the case, which, you know, normally you don't get emails like that, but we got them. Justice Department official Mark Kirkbaum confirmed most White House revisions to the transcript were accepted. So that was the person who was working, I guess, for special counsel Herr, including minor clarifications and changes potentially masking Biden's confusion, such as correcting who said yeah or altering references to Biden's Delaware garage and President Biden's seeming inability to recall the name of his defense secretary, Lloyd Austin. As I noted in the press release, these new documents provide an extraordinary insight into the cover-up of the White House, by the White House, of Biden's cognitive challenges. The Bondi Justice Department deserves credit for releasing this information, but they should follow up with the full release of the actual audio of President Biden's disastrous interview with the special counsel on his document theft and mishandling. And the documents, I encourage you to go look at them. As I said, I got them all here, and they're all on our internet site. So don't believe me. You know, you can trust your own eyes and your own analysis. This is what I love about Judicial Watch. Wherever and whenever possible, which is virtually all the time, we release the documents we obtain, which isn't always true of Congress. You sometimes see Congress says they got documents and they talk about them, but they don't post them. That's not what we do. Unless there's really a legal reason for not posting something or some extreme, extraordinary reason, we post virtually everything we get or talk about. And so the specifics are, so this is a kicker here, about what the changes that the White House gang wanted to protect Joe. Some proposed transcript edits detailed in a chart, as I said, show that there seemed to be an effort to cover up his mental confusion. So the White House suggests as follows, and maybe we should go to the release to show the specifics here. Okay, so here, the White House suggests, and this is the transcript excerpt, President Biden, the date is 4/20/09. Was I still vice president? I was. Wasn't I? Yeah, yeah. So the original transcript was, Mr. Bauer said yeah, and then President Biden followed with a yeah, meaning he had to be told by his lawyer. They wanted that out, and they said that Biden said both. But the court reporter says it was an identified male who said both. There was an identified male who said yeah, and then President Biden said yeah. So what does this mean? It means that Bauer, according to the audio, suggested the question answer. And they don't want that to be seen. So they're pretending that Biden said, yeah, yeah, as opposed to having been told whether he was vice president at the time. And as I recall, now that I'm talking about it, didn't Herr note that Biden may have been confused about when he was vice president? I think so. Other changes also seem significant. One seems to refer to Biden's garage as his Delaware home where secret documents were found. The White House proposed this change. Were delivered my garage. They want to change it to the garage. The court reporter regards, they were delivered to my garage, right? So they were trying to distract or minimize the fact it was Biden's garage. And at another point, Biden, oh, there's a typo there we should fix, Biden may have been confused about the name of the Secretary of Defense. The White House proposed this change. Secretary of Defense Gates, unidentified male speaker Gates. A White House entry on this note notes, according to the audio, President Biden says Gates prior to identified male speaker. The court reporter records Secretary of Defense Gates, question mark, unidentified male speaker Gates. The White House responds, The court reporter inserted a question mark that is unsupportable by the audio recording. It is clear the president said Gates as a statement rather than a question. We ask that the question mark be replaced with a period. Regarding that last entry and another, on January 3rd, another White House lawyer emails, thank you for sending. We have reviewed and are fine with almost all the court reporter questions, and they kind of keep on pushing back. So the court reporter didn't buy everything that they were selling, as the emails later follow up. And what was the final other issue? Was there another issue that they, so it was Gates. He couldn't remember the name Gates. They tried to cover that up. Let's come back. There was the issue of the garage, and then there was the issue of not knowing when he was vice president and relying on his lawyer to figure it out. And rather than just, you know, maybe he didn't remember the year specifically. I don't, in the greater scheme of things, it's probably not the end of the world, but they were sensitive about it, and it meant manipulating a transcript. So there's a scandal here, and the scandal is the White House lawyers were trying to help Joe Biden by disguising his answers or literally changing his answers, according to the court reporter, in a transcript of his special counsel interviews. Now, how can all this be cleared up in part? Release the audio. It's simple. I mean, I don't want to belabor it, but why is this even an issue for the administration right now, whether to release this video or not? So we have to wait at least another month? And then there's references to other last-minute changes. So we have this, what I, as I called, pretty extraordinary details from the White House. Typically, White House material like this is withheld under FOIA. So I am pleased that the Trump administration, the Trump Justice Department, released this material to the American people through this Judicial Watch lawsuit. But there's other information, and it's an interim response, so who knows what else is out there. I think it's an interim response, that as Judicial Watch previously uncovered, the transcript was further altered by taking out phrases like, you know, the sorts of verbal hiccups that sometimes suggest confusion, uncertainty, and yes, dare I say it, dementia. And they took them out. This is why we want the audio. And why is it a big deal? Because people want to know whether Biden was competent mentally. It raises questions about his actions. It raises questions about his culpability and liability, which I think still should be pursued on certain matters. For instance, you know, under the Supreme Court precedent, I don't think he can be convicted because I don't think it was necessarily illegal for him to take records as vice president that were classified. He, my understanding of the Presidential Records Act, he has the same type of authority a president has to take records he chooses to take. And there's really no constitutional way to second guess that under the Presidential Records Act or the U.S. Constitution. And that same rule applied to Trump. What he didn't have the ability to do was take classified records from his days as senator. And that should be subject to prosecution. So I don't think that case should be just resolved and we should move on from it. I mean, do you think he should get a pass for prosecution, Joe Biden, for anything because of his mental state? I don't think so. He's still out there, according to reports, trying to earn money, asking hundreds of thousands, according to one report I saw, to speak. He just spoke the other day. He gave some speech where he was his usual self, if you know what I mean. And people around him need to be held accountable for covering up what was his seeming incompetence and cognitive disability. And we have elements of the cover-up here. I mean, I don't know why Congress isn't following up on stuff like this. Why aren't they bringing in top Biden White House officials on this? What are they doing? They're not cutting spending. They're on vacation for weeks at a time. I know they do some good hearings and they point to them, but they could be doing a lot more. I know they could. We would be if we had that power. So, you know, this gets me back to my general critique of the way our government operates here in Washington, D.C. These corruption issues, politicians won't care about and pursue unless they're pushed. Unless they have Judicial Watch pushing them by making them look bad by getting disclosures and asking why didn't they get them. Unless there's pressure from Judicial Watch and voters and citizens of the executive on the executive branch to get information out. I mean, the resting state of the deep state is secrecy. So any political appointee of President Trump has got to have a particular commitment to transparency to overcome that. So they can't just say, okay, well, I authorize the release, respond to these public inquiries about these scandals. No, they got to be on it. They got to be on it as much as they would any other issue that the deep state doesn't want to give up information on or proceed on. They hate transparency as much as they hate accountability because the two go hand in hand. And, of course, Congress can do more in that regard, always can do more. I mean, it's Congress, so I guess they can always do more, right? It's almost redundant to say that, right? But if that White House was run the way most Americans suspect, and now all the liberal media are pretending to be surprised about what they all knew was happening, the cover-ups in the White House to cover up Joe Biden's dementia, well, why aren't there government investigations of it? Congressional investigations, it relates to the 25th Amendment, et cetera. And again, it's left to Judicial Watch to do the basic heavy lifting to find out about some of the worst corruption and concerning activity in American history. We've never had a president like Biden. Okay, if you're a Biden supporter, you can pretend I mean it positively. If you're sensible, you understand what I mean. And it's up to Judicial Watch to try to uncover this insanity in control at the White House, where the president was cognitively disabled and everyone around him was covering it up. And what were the results of that disability? You know, I was at a meeting. It was a Judicial Watch. We had a Judicial Watch meeting. And so it was, and someone was making the presentation who I respect, someone you'd recognize in terms of her presence in writing. But she was thinking, and she made the argument that, you know, I found interesting that Joe Biden should be held accountable. That cognitively he had challenges, there's no doubt. There were times of day and situations and stressors that, you know, caused him really to fall apart, right? We saw it repeatedly, and we were all told to ignore it, pretend it wasn't in existence. But she said that there were times, and many times, and she's talked to many people who have been close to Biden and attended meetings with him, where he's perfectly fine. So I think you can have both issues and be concerned about both issues and demand accountability for both issues. Yeah, there were cognitive issues that made him unfit for the presidency, but not so bad that he's not liable for misconduct and corruption. There you go. Now, D.C. doesn't want to talk about it. Trump talks about it. And thankfully, the Justice Department sees at least some importance in talking about it. But it's only from Judicial Watch's pushing that it's happening. So just great work all around by my legal colleagues at Judicial Watch, who are like bulldogs dogs with a bone, whatever the metaphor is. We just keep on keeping on. So just a great, great work by our team.
Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.